Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dive today into all the things that kids are getting into over on The Juice. So let's jump right in, and maybe we can start with CES, I guess.
Sure.
The Juice is highlighting a couple of pretty interesting inventions. One is this stretchable TV screen from Samsung, and then there's this new graphics card from NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm.
The TV screen is pretty wild. Mm. It actually expands and contracts to create like a more immersive experience.
Wow.
So you can imagine like you're watching a shark documentary and a shark just like swims right out of the screen at you.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really pushing the boundaries of home entertainment.
It is. And that new graphics card, the GeForce RTX 50.
Right.
It's making a lot of noise because it uses AI to create incredibly realistic visuals.
Hmm.
And what I think is really interesting here is how AI is becoming so integral to our everyday devices, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about making video games look better. It's this kind of processing power has huge implications for all kinds of fields like design, medicine, even education.
Right.
You know, maybe it would be interesting to talk with your kids about how AI could shape their future careers.
That's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah.
On a more serious note, though, The Juice is also talking about those devastating wildfires that have been happening in Southern California.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
They're saying that 5 people have died, 180,000 have been displaced, and over 2,000 buildings have been destroyed so far.
Wow.
And the firefighters are really struggling to contain these things because of the Santa Ana winds and how dry it's been.
Right. And this is just another example of the growing threat from wildfires.
Yeah.
Especially in places that are susceptible to drought and high winds like California.
Right.
This is a pretty stark reminder, I think, of the impact of climate change.
Yeah.
And the importance of things like fire prevention and being prepared.
For sure.
You know, maybe this would be a good time to talk to your kids about the dangers of wildfires and what we can do to protect ourselves and our communities.
Yeah, maybe you can even ask them, like, what are some ways that we can help people who've been affected by natural disasters?
Exactly.
The Juice is also covering the passing of former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really focusing on the humanitarian work that he did after he left office.
Right.
He was really involved in efforts to get rid of guinea worm disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked to promote peace in conflict zones and to build affordable housing.
He really was a remarkable man.
He was.
His life is just such a powerful example of how one person can have a real impact on the world. And what's really striking is that he did so much even after his presidency was over.
Right.
It challenges the idea that, you know, power and influence are only for people who hold office.
Yeah, you don't have to be in a position of power to make a difference.
Exactly. This might be a good opportunity to talk to your kids about what it means to live a meaningful life. You know, what kind of impact do they want to have on the world, regardless of, you know, what kind of job they have or what their status is?
That's a really important lesson.
It is.
Okay, well, let's move on to something a little bit more upbeat.
Sure.
The Juice also has a story about Hilda Dozonia.
Okay.
She's this athlete who ran a marathon every single day for a whole year.
Wow.
She was doing it to raise money for breast cancer research.
That's amazing.
And her dedication is just so inspiring.
That's incredible. It's a real feat of physical and mental endurance.
It is.
But her story also highlights how powerful it can be to set these really ambitious goals.
Right.
And to just work tirelessly to achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really embodies that growth mindset. The idea that we can develop our abilities through effort and perseverance.
Right. So it's not just about talent.
Exactly.
It's about the hard work you put in.
Absolutely. This could be a good chance to talk with your kids about the importance of setting goals and really working hard to achieve them.
Yeah.
You could ask them what's something challenging that they've done or that they'd like to try.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they stay motivated when things get tough?
I think a lot of adults could stand to learn from that kind of dedication.
I think you're right.
Okay, so for something completely different, let's talk about dinosaurs.
Okay.
The Juice has an article about the discovery of a dinosaur highway over in England.
Oh, wow.
They found hundreds of dinosaur footprints.
Wow.
The largest collection ever found in the UK.
It's pretty cool.
And it gives us this really fascinating look into prehistoric life.
What's really interesting about this discovery is all the different types of dinosaurs that they found represented in these footprints. There's Cydiosaurus and Megalosaurus.
Wow.
So, you know, paleontologists can actually use these footprints to piece together what this ancient ecosystem might have been like.
All right, like a giant puzzle.
Exactly.
It must be so exciting for them.
I bet. It's a puzzle with giant footprints.
Yeah. And this could be a really good way to start a conversation with your kids about dinosaurs, about fossils, about how life on Earth has evolved.
Right.
You know, you could ask them, what can we learn from studying dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
How is the world today different from the world millions of years ago?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Speaking of capturing the imagination.
Yeah.
The Juice also has this thought-provoking quote from Alice Paul.
Oh, Alice Paul, the suffragist.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The quote is, when you put your hand to the plow, you can't put it down until you get to the end of the row.
Mm.
And even though it's a really simple analogy, it speaks to the importance of commitment and perseverance.
It does. And I think what's so cool about this quote is that it can apply to so many different things in life.
Exactly.
Whether it's, you know, finishing a project at school,
mm-hmm.
or learning a new skill, or going after a long-term goal.
Right.
Staying focused and seeing things through to the very end is just so important.
You could use this quote to talk with your kids about the importance of setting goals and putting in the effort to achieve them.
Absolutely.
What are some goals that they're working towards right now?
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to stay focused and actually finish what you start?
Those are really good questions.
I think we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep inspiring those young minds.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.